This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Monday, 22 April, year of our Lord, 2024. We have Mike Lee, Senator. We got MTG. We're 0 for 2. We have Ben. We have Dave Brett. We have Ben Hardwell. We're trying to juggle a lot right here, folks. So bear with us. A lot of people want to come on. We're trying to get slots for everybody. Make sure we get everybody up. Burquam, I think, is going to talk to Andrew Giuliani when he gets out of Andrew. I think was in the court earlier today. Ben's also going to try to go up and get to this rally, anti-Muslim Brotherhood Hamas rally up at Columbia University. All in New York City is on fire. This and it's all the same. What's happening down? This is what progressive Marxists have visited on this country from the southern tip of Manhattan. That's all. Look at all the education of all the prosecutors and Tish James and that whole crowd. They're all Ivy League, progressives, and it's all neo-Marxist. They hate MAGA. They hate the Republic that is the United States of America. They hate Trump because Trump put you in the room, makes you a preferred shareholder, and put you in the room as head of the creditors committee. They hate him, and they want to put him in prison for 700 years. Tish James is even arguing now that the company that put up the bond is not legit, so that the bond's no good. She's arguing that. What's happening there, same thing happening up at Columbia. The symptom of the problem is the pro-Muslim Brotherhood Sharia supremacists that are chanting death to America and trying to intimidate Americans. But how did these folks get here? How did they get inculcated into the biggest institutions we've got? The media, the courts, politics, the universities, culture. How'd that happen? How did that happen? And now some of the people that are being terrorized by, I got it. It's unacceptable. But those people are the ones that mock MAGA every day of the week. They hate MAGA. What percentage of those people were out in the summer of love with BLM? And yeah, BLM's great and open the southern border. No. We have to have clarity here. It's time to have clarity. Real clarity. You're either for this country or you're not. Okay? You're either for the United States of America and this amazing republic, constitutional republic that was bequeathed to us, or you're not. That's a dividing line. They need a purge. You're going to go up, today you must take care of the symptom. That's what's happening on the lawn with these encampments, whether they're at New Haven at Yale or whether over in Cambridge at MIT or whether they're up on northern Manhattan at Columbia. But that's just a symptom. The problem is the progressives in the court system in New York, on the faculty at Columbia, in the faculty senate, at the administration of Columbia. The progressives own this. That's their institution. Why do we need MAG cops who are going to put themselves in harm's way, who are Trump backers? Or if you go a little bit over to the east of where Columbia was, I think, to where the bodega was, you got them five deep for Trump. Those people in that crowd, those citizens in that crowd, guess what? They ain't at Columbia, okay? They don't get into Columbia. They're not considered elite, but they got Trump's back. And that's why Trump needs another show of force every day of the week. MTG joins us now. Congressman Green, we spent the first hour. First of all, I got Jack Posobiec on here. We went through since Mika is slobbering all over and Morning Joe slobbering over Johnson in his Churchill moment. And they're saying it was a road to Kiev. It's a Damascene moment. You know, he's like Saul of Tarsus and now he's St. Paul and they're slobbering all over him. David Ignatius slobbering all over him. We went through the actual intel, Poland, you know, the Balkans, Finland. It's all a lie. And if it's not a lie, he ought to bring the receipts to show it's not a lie, that he got hoodwinked. Also, my question for him is, did you have the same level of security briefing about the invasion of the 15 million people in the southern border, which is a clear and present danger? And what did that briefing tell you? Didn't it show you that it was much more of a threat to our republic than what's happening over in Central Asia, in two Slavic nations slugging it out in Russian-speaking eastern border of Ukraine? Or did he not even get a briefing? MTG, War Room's just adamant. The posse's adamant. Johnson's got to go. Mm-hmm. McCarthy lied to us. McCarthy went. Johnson's actually, I think, lied more because at least McCarthy didn't try to treat us like fools. He just lied to us. Johnson's trying to sell you that he's actually Mr. Christian, Mr. Biblical worldview, and that this is what MAGA wants, this is what Trump wants, which is a total bald-faced lie, ma'am.
Johnson's done even worse than that, Steve. You know, just for the War Room to know, Jake Sherman tweeted out this morning, Biden wins. Won on every single policy issue, and this is all possible due to Mike Johnson. And this is not what Republican voters gave us the majority for. Steve, you're asking the right questions, and these are the same questions I'm asking. You know, I demand, here's what I want to demand for all of us to see. If we're going to have to give $61 billion to Ukraine, in order for the Ukrainian men to be slaughtered on the battlefield, because this just continues the war maybe a few more months, maybe to the end of the summer. It doesn't guarantee a Ukrainian victory because everyone knows they're going to lose eventually. It just is a matter of when. But it does guarantee that more Ukrainian men will be slaughtered on the battlefield. And what the American people deserve to know is we want to know the proof. We want to know the proof of Russia's plans to continue to go all the way to Kiev and then take Poland and continue to go marching across Europe like they've claimed and like they've told us on all these news shows over and over again. We demand the proof, because if the American people are going to have to pay for it, then show us this proof that was shown to Mike Johnson in the skiff. Why is this classified information? If this is a real threat to all of Europe, if this is a threat to America and our national security, then roll out the presentation. I want to see the PowerPoints. I want to see all the information. But you want to know something? The American people deserve it, Steve. They deserve to see all this. And we know what's happening on the southern border. We know that Mike Johnson didn't go to the White House and go in the Situation Room and wasn't shown the giant threats coming into America every single day, because they don't care about that. They care about continuing the business model built on blood and murder and war in foreign countries, the business model that continues funding the military-industrial complex in order to supposedly to create American jobs and build up the American economy. This is the most disgusting business model that anyone has ever seen, probably in the history of mankind. And the American people are done with it, Steve. You don't want to know something? I got to tell you, I've not seen people this angry since November of 2020. I mean, they are off the charts angry. But there's a serious difference that I've observed. You know, in November of 2020, they were furious and they were invigorated to do something about it. And they wanted to defend our elections and they wanted to know what happened and what went wrong. And that launched a massive wave of election integrity across the country that America needed, desperately needed. There was the fight is still going for election integrity. Thank God. But this time, Steve, this is different. They're angry on a whole nother level. And here's what really worries me. They're done with the Republican Party. They are absolutely done with Republican leadership like Mike Johnson, who totally sold us out to the Democrats, joined the Uniparty faster than anyone we've ever seen in history, and literally made a night and day change in a matter of months. Betrayed everyone, betrayed the entire Republican Party, betrayed Republican voters, betrayed the Republican Conference. And voters are so angry this time, but I'm really worried. I am really worried. They're so angry. They're not going to give us a majority back in 2025. And this is why we absolutely have to hold Mike Johnson accountable. This is why our Republican majority is going to have to do the heavy lifting. And this is why he cannot remain speaker.
This is the key point. People have taken for granted that MAGA, and to win, you need a MAGA 100%, and I say 110%, and we can get that. But people just can't take MAGA for granted. Because right now, people are saying, why would we vote for, well, you're just voting for Hakeem Jeffries. Axios says Hakeem Jeffries has put in an article, Hakeem Jeffries is running the floor, first time a minority leader's ever done it, to run the floor and the rules. The 101 that voted, first of all, we did have the conference, 112 to 101. How do the 101 and Johnson justify the fact that they time and again went to the American people and said, we're securing the border before we put any money to Ukraine? How does Johnson and that crowd justify this? Because right now, the audience is furious, and they're furious at them for this bait and switch, bald-faced lie.
They should be furious. You know, want to know something? And those 101 Republicans and Mike Johnson himself should really be looking in the mirror and asking themselves, how am I going to win an election? Because you're right. MAGA cannot be ignored. You want to know what they constantly love to lecture me, Steve, in our conference meetings and when I'm in Washington? They love to say, oh, Marjorie, your district is different. Oh, Marjorie, you know, your district is, that's just what your district is. What a bunch of, and that's so insulting. Let me tell you why. The same voters in my district are in every single district across this entire country. And not a Republican in our conference can get reelected without those voters. And those voters are the base. Those voters are MAGA. Those voters are America first. And they are fed up. They're absolutely done. They are hardcore ready to vote for Trump. They're going to jump over every hurdle put in front of them to vote for Trump. But they are very likely, a lot of them, going to be skipping the down ballot races, which is terrifying. And that should really concern everyone. But do you blame them, Steve? When Mike Johnson literally hands over full control to Hakeem Jeffries and allows him to put all the bills, yeah. Chuck Schumer rams all these bills through, and Mike Johnson is like, this is the best I can do in a bipartisan government. What a lie. Absolutely a blatant total lie. And here's another lie, Steve. I'm so sick of it. Everybody's lying when they say Democrats are going to take over. That if we remove Johnson, it will make Hakeem Jeffries speaker. That is a blatant lie. And I'm tired of that lie. That is being a coward.
Axios just pulled, if we can pull it up, I think Axios just put the story out that Hakeem Jeffries is the speaker. This is why Biden's getting everything he wants. They played Johnson so much, and they're the ones saying now they have Johnson's back. All the Republicans are threatening and coming to the original heartache and threatening, oh, we're going to resign, turn over. First off, Hakeem Jeffries runs it right now. So this would just make this would just formalize what is a fact. Number two, call their frickin' bluff. Now's the great unmasking. Now's the time to see. Republican, Democrat doesn't mean anything anymore. You're the populist nationalist or you're a globalist elite, part of the elite globalist, okay? That's the that's the bifurcated American political scene. Let's have these guys come forward. If they want to resign and turn it over, then means they're Democrats, then call their bluff. Don't sit there and suck your thumb and go, oh, we could really be in jeopardy here. He runs the floor right now. What do you need? The middle of the night rules committee thing, when he didn't even take the Republicans, the guarantee that we had, that they were guaranteed with Massey and Norman and Chip Roy, nothing could get to the floor that didn't have the approval of the Republicans. Johnson and his team, and this is the other thing about, by the way, Congressman, if you hang on, we're going to go to break here in a second, about President Trump. The team around President Trump that are just Republican cuck political operatives and set up President Trump, and he was set up at that Mar-a-Lago fiasco to appear like he was given Johnson carte blanche. He does not support you, Johnson, 100%. Trust me. He's furious about what happened. And the people around Trump that set that up and made President Trump look bad because, hey, right now they got him in a courtroom and they think they got him cornered. They do not. What's going to get us out of here is Trump going full Trump, full MAGA, not playing the games by their rules. Short break. Congressman Green on the other side.
Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, we have breaking news and pretty shocking news. Not that you haven't heard it on War Room before. Let's go to Lower Manhattan outside the courthouse. Andrew Giuliani joins us. Andrew, you were in there for a while today. Tell me about a kind of a bombshell you're about to break. Who made the opening arguments against President Trump in that courtroom, sir?
Yeah, Steve, the assistant district attorney, Matthew Colangelo, and this backs up exactly what Donald Trump was saying before he went into trial today, that this is a Biden trial, as you've laid out so well. The connection with Colangelo and the Biden Justice Department is obviously very strong. He came in here from the Biden Justice Department to run this case, and he is the one making the opening statement, saying things like the 2016 election was election fraud by Donald J. Trump because of this hush money trial. He's read through the transcript of the Access Hollywood tape. So President Trump is backed up again. You're backed up again in what you've been saying, which is, again, the Biden Justice Department is running these trials.
Mike Davis said, and this is why is there not a criminal conspiracy coming from Jim Jordan in the House? This guy was the number three guy over the Justice Department, one of the leaders of the Civil Rights Division, which is the most corrupt Marxist division inside that nest of vipers. He gets seconded because all the local prosecutors don't want to touch it because we don't have a case. He creates the entire case. He is hardwired to the White House, and he's hardwired to Merrick Garland. Okay, this is another Weissman. It's all these guys, the same crowd that did all the Russia nonsense that we wasted time on and forced the Russians into the arm of the CCP. So now we have the most powerful axis in history that we have to fight. This is that crowd. This is that crowd. Colangelo is a DOJ guy, and he's making it because Alvin Bragg and these people and Tish James are too freaking incompetent to do it. They got to bring him in there. This shows you it's hardwired. This is election interference because Biden cannot beat Trump any other way. Andrew Giuliani.
100%. I mean, you can just line him up. He's like Weissman, Page, Strzok, very similar in this. This is absolutely the political arm of the Justice Department at work here. And this is an example of election interference going on right now. And the Biden White House, specifically their Justice Department, actually coming down here to try this case, as you said, because Bragg is too incompetent. By the way, again, Bragg passed on this 2 years ago. Cy Vance, the former district attorney, passed on this case before It takes actually the Biden Justin Martin to come down here from Washington, D.C. to actually go and take on this case. That's a great example of it, Steve. And sadly, it's our justice system dying in front of our eyes when you see that.
Andrew, social media, the new show, where do people get you? Where do they follow you? Because you're doing great coverage on this trial.
Thank you. Thank you. At Andrew H. Giuliani, follow us there. We'll keep on this. We, you know, we have to continue to watch this as President Trump fights back.
Andrew, thank you so much. MTG, there's nothing guaranteed in life. And people that have been sitting on their, leaning on their rakes, saying, looking at some polls, say, hey, we got this. Yes, we got it if we can deliver. But you see right there, Biden's so petrified of President Trump and MAGA. They bring Colangelo to actually second him to the up to New York to create the case, and then they have him. Biden has his own bitch in there making the case against President Trump, and to rub salt in the wound, folks, because this is how they roll. They're saying it's a case about election fraud. I want you to embrace that, election fraud. There's no depths that they will go to, and that's why they need to be fought every single second of every day, Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You're right, Steve. Look, they told us we were going to win in 2020, and they stole the election. They told us that we were going to have a red wave in 2022. We had a trickle. We barely won the House majority. And now everybody's saying, oh, we've got it in the bag. President Trump's going to win. We're going to take the House. We're going to sweep the Senate. Let me tell you something. I totally agree. Nothing is guaranteed in life, and we have no idea. This is April. November is a long way away, but what we do know for a fact is Biden Department of Justice is totally engaged and wrapped up in all of these state trials, and it's rigged. It's absolutely rigged. And here's the problem, Steve. This is what I'm so sick and tired of. I am so fed up with Republicans I work with in Washington that want to push this thing off and say, oh, President Trump, he'll fix it. He'll fix it when he comes in. Oh, and President Trump supports the money going to Ukraine. And oh, President Trump supports the FISA reauthorization. And oh, President Trump supports all of this. President Trump said himself, nobody speaks for me. So all of these people need to stop running their mouth. They need to allow him to focus on beating these trials, these horrible trials, and they need to allow him to focus on running for president. That's what President Trump needs to do, and that's what we want him to do. But we have a job. I have a job, and the rest of us elected Republicans have a job in the House right now. And we have a responsibility that we owe to our voters, and that is to stop the Biden agenda. Right now, Mike Johnson delivered it. And that Department of Justice attorney that is in there in that New York courtroom, he is paid because Mike Johnson fully funded the Department of Justice and did nothing, absolutely nothing to stop it. Nothing with the power of the purse. Zero. Let me tell you, anyone that is saying that we're going to lose the majority if we kick Mike Johnson out is lying to you. The only way we lose the majority is if more Republicans leave, and then that would be their fault. And also, if Republicans vote for Hakeem Jeffries, that would be their fault. Not my fault, not Marjorie Taylor Greene's fault, not Thomas Massie's fault, not Paul Gosar's fault, or any other Republican that brings accountability to the speaker that we elected for our Republican agenda. That would not be our fault. We are doing our job, and we will continue to do our job. And here's what I need from people watching, Steve. I need you to call your rep. They need max pressure to get on board with this because this train is coming. It is coming. It hasn't made it to the station yet, but it's coming, and it's going to get there soon. And we are going to fix this country. Here's what's happening, Steve. The Republican Party of the old is over. It's our job to build the new Republican Party. And that new Republican Party will be MAGA. It will be America First. And we're going to make sure it happens.
Congressman Greene, social media, where do people get you? I know this fight's going to go on every day this week, whether you're in recess. And then you guys are back early next week when the firestorm will recommence. And right now, this week, the job of everyone in this audience is call your particularly if they were part of the 112, give them an attaboy, but say, hey, Johnson's got to go. If the 101, tell them you're ashamed of them, they're a disgrace, and to have them give you your justification. And don't let them give you the happy talking intelligence. Say, show me. Prove it. Prove they're going into tanks are going to roll into Poland. Prove they're going into the Balkans. Prove it. Prove it. Show me some evidence, not just your happy talk going on TV. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congressman for Georgia 14, where do people get you? Because I know they're going to want to follow you closely as this thing heats up.
You can follow me on any social media account, RepMTG. I'll add one more thing to that to-do list. Pray for President Trump. Pray for him and his legal team and the entire team. They have this. This is very serious what's happening in New York. We know the whole thing is rigged. We know the Democrats want to lock him up and put him in jail for the rest of his life. It is a lie. It is a horrible lie. And saying, I just want to thank everybody for engaging in this fight. And we're going to keep at it.
With those prayers, if you could please, Jim Jordan, now it's out in the open. Colangelo, a guy from DOJ, is making the opening argument. Yeah. Isn't it time that we move forward to tell him, preserve your documents, a criminal conspiracy investigation's coming? This is what Johnson owes the president.
We have a judiciary committee for a reason.
Sitting here allowing,
we have the gavel. Yes.
Matthew Colangelo should know he faces years in prison for doing this. We want all the emails, all the text messages, every meeting he had, everything in the planning of this. This was planned from the Biden White House and Merrick Garland's DOJ at the highest levels, not Grundoons, at the highest level, and today fully exposed because they don't have anybody up there competent to make the opening arguments like Colangelo can. That's why they had to bring in Colangelo. He's the architect of the entire deal. If you want to see just watch MSNBC. This is why we curate MSNBC. Weisberg's up there every night telling you how they're doing it. Congressman Green, thank you so much. Good luck this week.
Thank you, Steve.
Good luck this week. We'll be all over this. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Axios is telling you that Hakeem Jeffries runs the floor, so they sit there and go, oh, we're going to lose it. What are you going to lose? Hakeem Jeffries is the Speaker of the House right now. Dave Brat, have you ever seen anything? Justice Department officials are making a case in a state court because they can't get this to a federal court, in a state court, of election fraud. This is what Trump's guilty of, election fraud in 2016, sir.
Yeah, no, that's right. And that's why I said at the top of the show, I'm not seeing any Churchillian leadership up there. The country's at stake. The rule of law comes straight out of the Judeo-Christian tradition. The law of Moses is the ground for Magna Carta, the U.S. Constitution, everything great, but we're making a mockery of that. Justice is supposed to be blind. The American edifice of capitalism and everything else stands on that foundation. And even the Justice Foundation stands on the bedrock of the Judeo-Christian West. So Marjorie is right. Don't forget about prayer, because we got to have that, but then you got to fight after you pray. You got to go to the ramparts and fight for your country, because it needs it right now, folks.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Okay, we're going to take a short break. Dave Brat's going to join us on the other side. Unbelievable. Told you about the Justice Department. Told you about Matthew Colangelo. Mike Davis here. Over a year ago, the day he was charged, broke the whole thing about how Merrick Garland had done this. Birchgold.com, the end of economic freedom. Fifth installment of the end of the dollar empire. Go there now. Get it for free. Short break. Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care,
Visit JaceMedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, JaceMedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
Your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, if you think it's bad down in Lower Manhattan with these neo-Marxists trying to put President Trump in prison, here's the gall. They're going to smear him with all the salacious stuff, and they're going to argue it was election fraud. Matthew Colangelo, you just heard from the Justice Department. We'll get into more of that in a moment. Sid Rosenberg joins us. I was on the northern tip of the island. You've got Columbia University. You have, and Sid, I keep telling people, and I'm honored to do your show every Monday morning, I think the biggest morning radio show in the country, and obviously dominates in New York City, that this Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, pro-Hamas rallies around the country are the most anti-American things, because they want death to America, and they really want death to America. They want death to everything we stand for. It's now out of control. It's in New Haven, at Yale. It's in Cambridge, at MIT. Columbia may be the worst. You're going to have a counter-rally this afternoon. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, thank you for the kind words, Steve, and you do a tremendous job on my radio show every Monday. My listeners love you, and I love you, and Trump loves you, and so many Americans love you. I'm actually standing on the corner right now of 116th Street and Broadway, right outside the university. It is a sea of blue. The cops are holding a press conference right across the street. Many of these cops will walk right across the street in about an hour to help me with my rally. I've got a bunch of New York politicians, Steve, from Nassau County Executive Bruce Flakeman to Long Island Congressman Anthony D'Esposito to Rockland County Congressman Mike Lawler to Brooklyn Councilwoman Ina Vernikoff coming by. But you know, you can actually see inside this university, Steve, to emphasize your point. And there is a tent city. There is a tent city, and it's big. It's not one or two tents. It is big. These animals have literally taken over Columbia University. This is terrifying and a complete embarrassment for New York City.
Well, Columbia University's turned in, you know, President Eisenhower was actually the president of Columbia back in the 50s, early 50s, before he became president, after he was head of the Allied forces in Europe. Columbia University is probably one of the two or three most progressive universities in the country. So how did that happen? Had the most progressive university now host really an encampment by pro-Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood, people that support terrorism?
It's just New York, Steve. We have been contaminated. It's not just Columbia. You mentioned Lower Manhattan, where our friend Donald Trump is in court right now. That's also the home, Lower Manhattan, of New York University. And NYU, not that long ago, was one of the finest institutions in America. Columbia is an Ivy League school. All these great schools have been completely overtaken and contaminated by this ridiculous progressive left, where they want to take down Trump, the Jews, like you say. They yell and scream in places like Michigan. It's not death to the Jews. It's death to America, not just death to Israel. It's death to America. So they see this as one big sweeping move. Let's take out the Jews. Let's take out America. And it is a madhouse here at Columbia University right now. It is really terrifying. You know, it's one thing to watch it on the news, Steve, but to be here on this sunny 60-degree day in New York City, see a bunch of people walking past me on the street wearing kafirs, see a guy right in front of me holding up a huge sign how Israel has killed 14,000 children. It is unreal what's been allowed to happen in New York. Really shameful for the governor, Kathy Hochul, the mayor, Eric Adams, and every public official who's not out here with me today as Passover starts tonight.
You're going to have a lot of those cops are MAGA. You're one of the leaders of the MAGA movement. You have a lot of people that support President Trump. I keep saying the symptom is in that encampment. The problem is in the progressive administration and the faculty. The entire faculty ought to be purged up there. They're all Marxists, virtually all Marxists, as the administration that has allowed this to metastasize over decades and decades and decades, and now they don't want to deal with it. They want MAGA. They want guys like you to come up and defend people. How are we going to actually get to the source of the problem, which is the progressive administration and these neo-Marxists on the faculty?
I don't know. I mean, other than maybe dissolving these universities, I know that sounds crazy. You made that point to my radio show this morning. And Steve, once again, you're so sharp. You're exactly right. the presidents of these universities. I mean, look, Elise Stefanik just did a tremendous job in getting rid of that Harvard professor and that Pennsylvania professor. They're both still getting paid nearly $1 million. They hate America. They hate Jews. They should be fired today. They're getting nearly $1 million. Same thing here. This professor, this president at Columbia, she was an embarrassment a couple of days ago on the Hill. She should be get fired, too, to your point, and the faculty as well. But outside of dissolving these universities, I don't know how you fix it. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, Steve, but I'm at the point where I just don't know how. So I will show up. People like you will talk about it. When President Trump wins, maybe he'll do some things for us. But right now, we are being overrun. And our local political officials in all these cities are doing nothing to help us. So there is no real answer right now. There is none. Even when they get grilled on the Hill, they stand up there all arrogant. They sit there all arrogant, don't give any real answers. And if they get, if they have to step down, they still get paid. So it is a very, very ugly, ugly look at our finest universities in our country today. But then again, the whole country is going through this, aren't we?
It's going to get uglier. Sid, how do we follow this today? Is it going to still start at 12:30 or 1:30? What time is it going to start, and how do we follow it?
The rally is going to start at 12:30. We're going to have it running on WABCradio.com, Steve. Where, of course, once again, you start every Monday morning at 8:45. God, you do a great job. WABCradio.com. It'll be covered, of course, by all the news outlets, even Rich Lowry's coming down with the Nat Review. So this should be an even bigger deal than I thought it would be at 6 o'clock this morning. But people have had enough. We have had enough, and we are outnumbered. We are outnumbered in a big, big way. So we'll get some big people with big voices, you know, people who love MAGA, people who love Donald Trump, people who love Steve Bannon, to get out here and make some noise. Because even if we're small in numbers, we're going to be loud in power and voice. And it's time for the Jews to step up. Passover starts tonight. Stop looking for people to step up for you. Don't stay home from class. Come out here today. Support us. It's time for the Jews to fight back.
Sid, honored to have you on here. We'll look forward. We'll stream it starting at 12:30 right after the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I think you're the absolute best. I really do. I love you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thanks, brother. President Trump, the same thing infecting Columbia. And for the donors at Columbia, it's not just enough to cut your money off because, no offense, you underwrote this for decades and decades and decades, and now we got it. You got to have all these cops that are MAGA Trump supporters are going to have to go in harm's way to clean this mess out. It's now time not just to cut the money off, to take your money of the donations and go on offense. We should dissolve Columbia University, dissolve it. You got to purge the faculty. You have to purge the administration. They're either Americans or they're neo-Marxists. If you're a neo-Marxist, you got to go. Let me just be blunt. You have to go. This is what got Trump, Matthew Colangelo, to put it up in your grill, to put it up in your face so that there can be no indecision about what's going on here. They have the Justice Department's number three guy, a big guy from the Civil Rights Division. He's doing the opening for all the Karens. They got a completely Upper West Side, Upper East Side, New York Times reading, MSNBC viewing, hanging on every word of Andrew Weisberg every night. And Conway and all these haters, Norm Einstein, all of them, the Color Revolution crowd, all of them, hanging on every word. He's making the opening argument. And you know what he's arguing? Election fraud. That Trump covered this. They're in your grill. What more do you need? And why is Jordan, why does he not have a criminal conspiracy investigation from Fannie Willis in Georgia to Big Tish James in New York City, the Justice Department? Why have they not been sent letters? Preserve your documents. Why have hearings not gone on? Why have they not broken these things up? You know why? Because they don't really have Trump's back. They want MAGA to go away. They want Trump to be defeated in November. Yes, yes, I know. I said the quiet part out loud. Let me get John Fredericks. John Fredericks, you're getting all you can get of it up in Pennsylvania. When you really get in these rooms, and this is why the precinct committee folks know what I'm talking about. When you get in the room, the Trump hate and the MAGA hate really boils to the surface. Is it in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? It's the Trump hate is pretty deep, sir.
It's a rat's nest here, Steve, like nothing you've ever seen. Certainly not like what I experienced in either Virginia or North Carolina. I mean, the Trump haters here, the never Trumpers, and they're petrified. It's when this Isaac Arnstorff's book has come out and people start reading it. And look, I just want to remind everybody, read the title, which is Finish What We Started. The subtitle is illusionary. That's just to sell books to the left, right? That book chronicles how we're taking the party over top down, bottom up, and how we're doing it. And this is why they're petrified, because we're about to take this whole thing over, Steve. And look, you have been so crucial in this, Dan Schultz, myself, Steve Stern. This is how you take over a party. And we are so close. But look, they're entrenched, rhino, never Trumpers, establishment, globalist, unipartyist. All they want to do is plan picnics, plan the Lincoln Day dinner, lose and have no accountability, but they have their power fiefdom. And we're here, Steve, to break it up. I got a great interview tonight coming up at 6 p.m. in New York City with President Trump. He'll be here on RAV. He'll also be on the John Fredericks Media Network. We have a wide-ranging segment with him where I ask a lot of different questions, some personal, some professional, some about his policies. I also ask him point blank tonight about Mike Johnson. We'll see what happens with that, because he's got to square this with the base, his support for Johnson. So all that coming up tonight at 6 p.m. on the John Fredericks Media Network and on RAV. And Steve, I tell you what, I'm running for RNC delegate here in Pennsylvania, District 17. Ask everybody if you can get out and vote for me, or tomorrow tell all your friends. I'm the only one that's been personally endorsed by President Trump. You can hear part of that hopefully on the interview tonight when that runs. But, you know, I've never seen anything like this in my life. These people are entrenched, and you nail it every time, Steve, when you say, look, they're not going to give you the keys. You have got to go and get it. We are in for a brutal 8 months. Lace them up, lace them tight, put your big boy pants on, and ask yourself every day between now and November 5th, what am I going to do today to move the needle? I don't mean doing a Facebook post or sending a Twitter or a tweet or a truth. That doesn't do crap. What am I going to do? Am I going to join my local party? Am I going to be a precinct captain? Am I going to make some phone calls? Am I going to hand something out? Am I going to get an email list together? Am I going to talk to my friends and family? What am I going to do today? I got 8 months to save my country. The sense of urgency is there. President Trump has it. You have it. I have it. Posse's got it. We've all got to get this, Steve. The only way we win is action, action, action.
Action, action. I think the first thing we need to do over the next week or two is make sure we're all in harness and we're all facing in the same direction. The problem we got now is too many games being played. You got gamesmanship all over the place. And it's not the fiasco down in Mar-a-Lago about Johnson and President Trump. The people that are working that, because listen, we need 110% of the MAGA base to show up. We need people on fire like tomorrow. We need people to show up for John Fredericks and put MAGA people in there. Because when you read the book, Finish What They Started, you see through the eyes, this book's well reported over 3 years, you see through the eyes of the local establishment Republicans of how much they hate Trump, how much they hate MAGA, and all they're doing is playing for time. They think it's all going to go away if they can just outwait and outlast us. John Fredericks, once again, where did he get the 6 o'clock? We're going to roll right into it with our 5 o'clock show. Tremendous interview. Where did they get to you, the rest of your content, sir?
It's going to be at RAV tonight at 6 p.m. Also, all across the John Fredericks Media Network, all of our apps, you can pick it up there. It's going to be a wide-ranging interview like I always have with the president, so you don't want to miss it. A lot of tough questions in there that we're going to get to, but look, this is right now is the time. We are on the cusp. We are on the precipice. We have to deliver. Lace them up. Lace them tight. Let's go.
Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on, grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
President Donald J. Trump, I want to tell you how honored I am to be on the same ballot with you here in District 17 in Allegheny and Beaver County. I'm eternally grateful to have your endorsement.
Well, that's great, John. We're going to do very well, both of us, and we're going to turn this country around. This country has never been like this. Just horrible what's happening. Horrible. Look at what's happening with our country. We're not respected. You look at energy prices, you look at inflation, you look at a bad economy. So we have to get out and vote for Republican candidates, including you, by the way.
You have a great show. I don't know if you know. We've done a lot, John, and your show is great. And you have a big voice, and it's an honor to be with you.
Thank you for what you do for our country, too. What a great job you've done. What a great job. You've been my friend for a long time. Everybody get out and vote Republican. We got to make sure you get in there.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, tonight, 6 o'clock, a wide-ranging interview with President Trump. I'm trying to get Mike Davis at 5. Colangelo, as we told you, I'm actually shocked they put him up there, but they put him up there to make the opening argument. So now you know it's absolutely hardwired. DOJ, Merrick Garland, that whole crew there, right? Whole crew, Lisa Monaco, the whole crew, hardwired in with Colangelo's their guy. Number three guy for justice with senior guys of the Civil Rights Division, which is where they do all the voter fraud over there. Yeah. And he's arguing to Trump through the 2016 election fraud in the 2016 election. Remember, they're so brazen because they get away with it. And my question is, where's the criminal conspiracy from Jordan? They've had months and months and months to deal with this. Okay, folks, here's the bottom line. They don't do anything unless you put the tip of the bayonet right to the back. You do that, move along, and they'll finally do something, right? Because they're on the payroll of the sociopathic overlords in big tech. They're in the paylords of the lords of easy money. In this entire fiasco that we're working on, they're working up another budget that may cut $60 or $80 billion. For the top line, that's what they're talking about, maybe $100 billion, some performative $100 billion. At the same time, they're giving $60 billion to Ukraine. That's the situation. We lay out a lot of this in free. This is all free. The end of the dollar empire, it will totally get you up on kind of capital markets and macroeconomics. The fifth is the end of economic freedom. We focus on the central bank digital currency the Fed is working on, about fiat money, about gold as a hedge, all of it. It's totally free. You're going to love this one. Worked a long time on it. So get that today. You can get it. You go birchgold.com/Bannon. You can download it immediately. And we will have a deeper discussion of that. Also, you can talk to Philip Patrick and theme. So make sure you take care of all of that. Also, the coffee. Over the weekend, people coming up to me at the conference where I gave the speech, gave the talk on Friday night. People loving the coffee, warpath.coffee. Go to /war and put the discount and you get 15% off. People are telling me how much they like the medium roast. Say, Steve, I'm just not a dark roast guy. Well, okay, I am. I love the dark roast, but the medium roast And actually, the medium roast does have theoretically a bigger caffeine kick. So the Navy SEALs, Tej Gill and the team, warpath.coffee. But when you go to the site, look at the endorsement. 4,000 endorsements now from 4,000 reviews. Go check the reviews out and then add one yourself. And if you don't love it, tell us. Very open to feedback. Mike Lindell, people want to talk deals today. We've had a tough morning this morning. President Trump opening comments that a Justice Department guy do it. They're going to knock off here in a couple of hours. We'll be covering that in the afternoon show. Mike Davis will be here. Dave Bratt's going to be back about more capital markets. Turns out Larry Summers heard our analysis of his white paper that eviscerated the Bidenomics. He's now flipping around saying, oh, no, President Trump will bring back inflation. We'll break all that down. Of course, Ben Harnwell's got more about the stealing with both hands from Ukraine and a lot more in the afternoon shows. Mike Lindell, we're talking it's Monday morning. We're talking deals. How are you kicking off the week with us?
Well, I am here to cheer everybody up. I know we weren't on Saturday, everybody, so we've extended today the free shipping for the MyPillow War Room Posse. And here's what we have, everybody. We want to get everybody involved. So you get a free, we're going to send you with any purchase, we're sending you not just the free shipping, but you're going to get a free U.S. Revival, the Go Anywhere pillow that I've been talking about. This is show your support for MyPillow and for our country. You get a free pillow today, free Go Anywhere USA Revival. This is exclusive to the War Room Posse. If you've never ordered before and you're out there watching now, today's the day. It's the last day of the free shipping. We extended it past the weekend, so you get the best of both worlds. Free pillow with any purchase and the free shipping. And there's all the specials. The open box bathrobes will be going away today. Get those $39. Any size, any color, $39. The last of them is today. We've got the slides and sandals, $25. The premium My Pillows, $25. We still have all those sales on today. But you get, with any purchase, you get your free USA Revival pillow. And remember, just the pillow goes inside the case. Throw it right in the washer and dryer. I use it on the road. I use it wherever I'm at. Everybody, if you've never purchased before, today's the day for the War Room Posse, Steve. We thank them all for their support. Everybody needed some good news this morning. There's your good news. My operators, I told them about this downstairs, 800-873-1062. They're standing by, and they want to talk deals with you guys and free deals on top of that. Free deals.
Mike Lindell, you're the best. We'll see you on this afternoon. We'll get your take on the opening arguments of President Trump. By the way, they laid it out. Colangelo laid it out. 2016, this case is about election fraud. It's about election fraud, Mike Lindell, in the 2016 election. They're just going to stick that right up in your grill, right? This is how brazen they are. This is how the rule of law is broken down in this country. Mike Lindell, thank you. We'll see you back here at 5. Don't think by looking the other way. Don't think by just wishing this away it's going to go away. It's not. President Trump down there right now. This is an absolute disgrace that he's even in this courtroom. It's, a bigger disgrace that nobody in the Republican Party on Capitol Hill or any of the state AGs did anything to stop it. Folks in Georgia didn't try to stop it. Jim Jordan didn't try to stop it. It's very, all this is very stoppable. It's obviously a criminal conspiracy to thwart President Trump from winning the third time and returning to the White House. That's his, Matthew Colangelo, the brain, the architect of this from DOJ, after all the Manhattan DAs from Cy Vance and everybody said, there's nothing to do here, there's nothing here. He gets seconded up there. He is actually giving the opening argument. You know what it's about? Election fraud against President Trump. This is how brazen they are. Charlie Kirk, who's on fire, is up next. Poso's after that. We've got, we're back here at 5 o'clock tonight, live for a couple hours. Don't miss it.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt.
and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today, check it out.